Blog Talk Radio.
What kind of music? Kind of guy. What kind of takeoff? Hey. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Expecting like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. We're hating on the low. I've been new, I've been soft. Niggas flawed, niggas fake. But it's straight, nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. How you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Whole stressing, they messy. Bitches be broke and be petty. Hate on the low and it show cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up with my hustle. Staying down got me every penny. Nights ain't have a penny. Hurt me so bad, can't forget it. Oh, no, can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it, really from city to city, state to state, that where I'm going. Country to country, they know it's coming, they know I'ma blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions, I'm flipping for show. I took some losses, it cost me chances, I took for this spot. I put it all in the pot, fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of K, I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith, so stay the fuck out my face. Lord, call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low.
I say one time for the one time, cause they hate now. Two times for the two times, cause they fake now. Three times for the three times, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put the nigga start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight. You ain't need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Jealousy and envy, got no boy hating on the low. But I been new, that they were hating on the low. I see through all that fake light window, but I'm D'd up from the feet up. I need pesos. I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up, and you still broke. My feet up, got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck nigga. You nigga know what it is, nigga. We getting real money over here, nigga. This Canada gang, nigga, on fresh out. What?
Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low.
Hey, what's up, everybody? What's happening? It's the start of a new week. We are doing it big. I hope everyone had a great week. Starting out, and the turn up is real. We're going to talk about the turn up. We're going to talk about the turn down and the twists and the turns and the curves and all of the above. What's up, co-host?
Yeah, all I want to say is turn down for what? You know what I'm saying? I've been teeping you. I see Ms. Lovely Black, you know, flourishing on the gram. You know what I'm saying? That's what's up. You know, we're going to get into it. Welcome, folks. Welcome to all the listeners. Shout out to Germany. Shout out to, you know, Europe. You know, shout out to Africa. And, yeah, let's have another hot one. You know what I'm saying? All across the board, worldwide.
Germany just started tuning in. So we appreciate you, Germany. I just see you on the numbers board today. Right now, the growth is amazing, you know. I didn't go back in to count. I know we're well over 30 countries tuning in. The goal is to grow the numbers in each country. So tell a friend, tell another friend, and tell another friend to tune in. Sunday night, 9 p.m. If you can't catch the show at 9 p.m., you can always come back and listen to the show. They're on my social media network. They're on Mo's, and they're on Blog Talk. We're also on TuneIn. And you can also just say, Alexa, we want to listen to Real Talk with the new Miss Lovely Black. Ha! You know, and we're growing. Consistency is key. I have an awesome co-host. I wouldn't trade him for the world.
That's
it took
up.
A while to get here.
We're
here now.
100 miles of run.
We're here. It's amazing. It's simply amazing. I wouldn't be here without you guys. So whatever I'm doing, I'm doing it right. So I won't change. I'm just
going
to get worse.
It's going to get worse. Hold on. No, anything else I was rocking?
No, with my mouth. With my mouth.
Okay.
They're going to go further left. You know, so if you follow me on Instagram, the new Miss Lovely Black, the number one, T H E N E W M I Z Z L U V L I B L A C K, the number one. So. I've been talking about change for the show, growing the show. And y'all know I'm square. I'm square now. I'm L7. I don't go out.
True.
You know, I'm a full-time mommy. I work hard. I make it happen. The one thing that people have always told me was, like, separate yourself from your past. And I see so many people that was in the porn industry, when they get out of the porn industry, they change their name. They separate themselves. They go on to live their life. Why? Because people don't want to be judged. Judge me, motherfucker. The only thing you can say is you was doing what you was doing before I was doing porn, and I still got out and did better than you, and I sucked dick better than you. So
my thing is that
how are we doing an adult talk show, and we keeping it real, what form do our listeners have to go back to see, like, if we credible? Right? Because I'm not putting nothing out there. I'm just promoting the books. I'm just keeping it named. Right. So I'm giving you my resume. So I went back and I posted my work. I posted my credits. I posted my photos. I've been doing this. You know, I'm not new to it. So
my
I just said,
no,
I'm going to incorporate that. I'm going to incorporate where I came from, where I am now, because it's been a hell of a lot of growth. And I'm excited about the growth that I've been through. But see, we are always just showing the people the finished product. This is where I am right now. This is what I'm doing. And guess what? I came a long ways to get here, because most of the women that get out of the porn industry, they sink. They sink because they're not used to the money that they have to make now as opposed to what they was making. They sink because they really didn't know how to work, and now they out here in society. And so we all fall down, and we all have our moments, but I'm just coming to you. I can't tell you this is real talk if I'm not giving you real talk. And when I see people, exes and so on and so forth, they said, oh, well, I seen such and such, and she was telling me that you was doing porn, and here's your movies. So if y'all want to try to assassinate me, I'm going to assassinate my motherfucking self first. I don't have a problem with telling the motherfucker I was an all-star dick sucker for a living, you know, for a mattress actress for a living.
Let them know.
That's who I am. I can never change that. And if you don't want to deal with me because of my past, then kick rocks, because I'm okay right here. And for the people, like, I had stopped telling people what I was doing and what I used to do. And I feel for you ladies, because you have it that much harder, because these men, all they want to do is use you or try to get what they can get without doing something. When you know who I really am and you know that I'm really about this check, you're going to really stop trying me. You're going to stop playing with me. So be small. Be small. Be small from here on out. It's all in the name of love. And I mean, my Instagram has been retarded.
It's lit. Shout out to you. It's lit.
That's
what I'm talking about. Stepping up.
That bitch lit. I ain't gonna lie to you. If you ain't been there, go check it out. That bitch lit. You know, I done caught so many bodies in the DM. I'm like, come on, man, leave me alone.
I know. Nah, but shout out to you. You know what I'm saying? I'm loving your growth. I'm loving your transition. I'm loving how, like, you know, you keep it at 100. So I just want to, you know, I just want to salute. You know what I'm saying? And then I always, you know, like, even when I was doing, like, my old show years ago, I was just like, you know, I had a yearning for, like, you know, shout outs to rap radio and all that. I'm a rap dude, 100%. You know, rap raised me. But, you know, ever since I got on board with you, you know what I'm saying? We got on these adult topics and stuff like that. Like, that's just been, that's where I was transitioning to, like, even years past. And what's dope about it is I look at myself, like I said, rap music is a sport. The adult entertainment is a sport. I love football, basketball, tennis. You know what I'm saying? I love the just competitive nature. You know what I'm saying? But what's dope about it, if you follow any sports show and you see like a Hall of Famer, you know what I'm saying, that did they thing, all-star, did they thing on a football level or on a basketball level, and they become analysts. And that's, you know what I'm saying, that's you right there. You know what I'm saying? So I got like a perfect analyst, give us play-by-play of how it really goes down in the adult industry. But you transition and mature to a whole other level, and I just 100% respect and salute that. So that's what's up. Let's get it in.
Thank you. Thank you. That means a lot to me. Because so many people are so stuck on judging, you know, or seeing what they could get, because you don't understand my transition. You don't understand what I went through. And that was, like, one of the toughest times in my life when I was transitioning out of the game, because I didn't have any help. You know, I didn't have the help that I needed in the manner that I needed it, because people didn't understand. And I fought through it by myself, and I made it out, and I made it to where I am. And sometimes I was like, God, amen. It's not easy. It's not easy to this day. It's still not easy. So whatever you're going through in your life, don't worry about the naysayers, because everybody that I knew that was talking junk, they were still sleeping with more men than I was. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. They was having abortions every month. You feel me? Mm-hmm. They live in somewhere where they can barely afford to pay the rent. And I had none of those issues. I was living my best life. You know what I'm saying? Like, I had my life was structured. So you have one life to live. Live your life to the best of your ability. Don't live your life for nobody else, because you're going to miss out on what it is that you really wanted to do. I have no regrets. Because I would not be the diehard hustler that I am today if I didn't go through everything that I went through. If I didn't understand that there was nothing out there, I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't be like, hey, I was like, let's settle down. But now I'm like, shit, relationship got 15 letters, and fuck that shit do too. So, you know, I'm really, I put the post up like, shit. You know, it's so hard. It's not the same culture. It's just different. So I'm doing me. No, I don't do porn. No, I'm not going back into porn. But for the people that don't know me, or the people that was looking for me or whatever, you know, I just turned up on the IG. I didn't do it on Facebook. I put one post on Facebook and they reported it. Okay. So I was like, you know what, let me let these haters have.
That's why I'm not seeing Mark Zuckerberg ain't cool right now. So I'm sorry. You know what I'm saying? So I still got my account, but I'm on there. I really not. You know what I'm saying? I'm a ghost on there. If I post something, it's just because I got a link. That's it. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to IG. Shout out to Twitter. Shout out to Tinder. You know what I'm saying? Those are the joints I'm rocking with. Social media.
Yeah, they hate us. I can't even lie to you. I put one post up. Just one. They had them reported it. As soon as I put it up, they got 4 likes. My pictures get about 120 likes within 20 minutes of them being up on Facebook. So
that's that bullshit.
They didn't waste no time.
Yeah, Facebook is just a phone book for me. You know, you remember phone books back in the day? Phone books is like totally old school. You know what I'm saying? Facebook is a new phone book.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You want to find somebody you ain't seen in the school? That's Facebook. That's it. That's all it's for me.
So how was your week, though?
You know, my week was chill. You know what I'm saying? My week was chill. I'm on a grind. Like I said, I'm about to go on another vacay. I'm not sure where I'm going to go just yet. But I'm just getting this money up. You know what I'm saying? I know. I'm thinking. You know what I'm saying? I told you I'm spontaneous, though. So I just, I just go with the flow. So, look, if you just get a text like I'm in town,
I'll be like, turn up.
City. You know what I'm saying? That's how I flow. But I'm going to see what it do. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just enjoying the summer. My week was kind of slow. I was just, you know, business-minded. You know what I'm saying? And then I'm just, I'm like redoing my apartment right now. So a lot of focus is on that. Like I said, getting rid of a lot of old energy, just bringing in new energy. You know, so my week was kind of quiet but productive at the same time. You know what I'm saying? I told you I had you know, in-laws in last week, you know what I'm saying? So that was a lot, you know what I'm saying? But it was cool. And then my wife had her birthday, so we, you know, we turned up a little bit for her birthday. And then, you know, this week was kind of like getting some tranquility, getting back in tune, back on my hustle. So that's it. But we talked about your week, though, but, you know what I'm saying? Other than the IG, how was you living, you know?
Oh, man. This week was a week of clarity.
Okay.
This was a week of cleansing and a week of self-awareness. Mm. So I went through all of those things this week. I started my workout journey this week as well.
Dope.
I wasn't posting pictures like that of myself because I wanted to do a shock and awe, you know? People didn't see me, and people was like, oh, man, you just going to be done when you have this baby. So I did a test run picture, put a picture up. They went crazy. I said, okay. So when they see me for real, they be like, what the hell? So as I was posting all of these throwback pictures up, you know, I know I can hear the haters in my head. She don't look like that now. So when I posted a picture up of how I look now, they was like, jaws wide open. Like, you know, I've been really, really in tune to this. And, you know, I share everything that I do with you guys as far as anything that's beneficial and helpful. And I got a certain number in my head that I want to get to now. I'm actually smaller than I was before I got pregnant, but I told you guys that because I was just consistent. I actually got aloe vera juice, and it's like 98%. Aloe vera, like the inside of the leaf.
I love aloe
and
vera.
And I add
that
to everything that I drink. If I'm drinking juice, if I'm drinking water, that's the only two things that I'm going to drink. Really, I add
that's
that after I work out. I have a glass of aloe, and it actually rejuvenates me from working out. I have this nice workout app called 7M Women. And it just has all kind of nice little workout plans on there for you. They go from 4 minutes to 10 minutes, and you follow them with the video. They show you how to do the exercises, and then they go into the video, and it's like 30 to 45 seconds per exercise that you're doing, and you can work on your target area. So I started that in 30 minutes on my treadmill. I was doing starch like once or twice a week, and I just went ahead and cut out starch altogether. My body does not do well with starch. Like, my body holds weight when I eat starch. So the dramatic difference is going to show, you know, in about a month from now that I'm not putting any starch in my body. So I don't want nobody
what
to
starch
be
is
nice.
Too?
What
starch is, too? I mean, so the people out there that's not, like, all, like, nutritional.
Okay, so the good starch for me, the good starch for me is corn. Corn is actually a starch, too, but it's a good starch, right? They say potatoes are good starches and stuff like that, but that's like, that's the heavy starch. Corn isn't that heavy. So if I'll do fried corn when I'm doing vegetables, I eat meat, vegetables, and fruit. That's what I eat.
Yeah, that's me
starches
too.
Starches is all of your bread. It's, you know, your grits. It's your potatoes. Like, you got to give all that stuff up and eat double vegetables. So you get two sides, do double vegetables. You know, just kind of stick to what it is that you're doing. You know, eggs are good. Boiled eggs, try boil them instead of scrambling them. And
shout out to my
when
wife.
I wake
she's
up in the
like,
morning.
She's like a nice boiled egg.
Right. They good. When I wake up in the morning, the first thing that I do is take a half of a lemon and put it in an 8-ounce glass of water. And that's the first thing that touches my body in the morning. And it actually boosts your metabolism because Like,
it does.
I get my meals in throughout the day because I start my day out with the lemon water. And it, you know, it gets me ready. I'm like, okay.
Love lemon water.
So,
I can't have water without lemon.
Right. Those are some simple things that, like, I'm doing right now, and that's how I lost all of the weight that I've lost and still going. Shout out to my friend Stacy Short. If anybody in the porn industry, then you know her. She's very active. But she walked through this journey with me. And before, like, when I was pregnant, I had, like, a deep fryer on the counter, and I put the deep fryer away. And she said, if you only put the things that you need on the counter, then you'll start using them. So on my counter, I have a juicer. I have a NutriBullet. I have the New Wave. If I don't want to put something in the oven, I can do the New Wave. And the New Wave cooks food even when it's frozen. So that was like a good thing.
Whenever I look
over there and I got the mason jars and stuff like that, it makes me want to juice more. So I'll be like, oh, I'm going to make a juice. Like I'm going to make a smoothie tonight, but I'm going to juice it instead of NutriBullet because you be eating all kind of, like, it's like pulp when you put it in NutriBullet.
Yeah.
But, these are awesome things for you to do. Most of the food that I make, it's in the oven. And if I put it on the stove, I'm cooking with olive oil. I don't even have regular
oil
in my house.
So olive
oil
is the way to go.
Done, sauteed in olive oil, steaks, whatever you want to put on top.
I'm
olive
a savage,
oil.
You know that.
Right. And I eat a lot of steaks. I cooked steak and sauteed onions and eggs, and they was like, what is that? I was like, y'all don't need any T-bone going down the middle. You'll get mushrooms. I don't like mushrooms. So, you know,
mushrooms.
Just whatever you
mushrooms.
Put in your house, that's what you'll eat. I have a bunch of fruit. I have a bunch of vegetables. I have a bunch of meat. And that's my journey
shrooms
right now. That's where I'm at with.
I want to trip off some shrooms, too. But go ahead.
Yeah.
I just went on.
I did that once before.
Okay. What's your shrooms?
It was amazing.
Tell it. You know what I'm saying? That's the LSD right there.
So
what's
back
up?
In my day.
All right, what's up?
Back in my day, you know, I've done a lot of things. So before I moved to Atlanta, I was coming to visit the dude that I was dating here. And he was like, I got some shrooms. And I was like, what's that? And he was like, oh.
Shout out to Coventry.
You just eat it.
Shout out to Coventry, Cleveland Heights. You can get them on that.
He said, you just
eat it.
That's
what's up, though.
And I was like, what does it taste like? And I ate it, and it didn't taste like anything. And when I tell you, that was almost like the best high ever. Like, he knew what he was doing. So I was in the club, right?
Yeah, it's
my
dope.
Eyes was closed the whole time, and he was like, he was breathing in. He was breathing in my nose, and I was, pushing it out through my mouth. And I was on such a freaking trip, right? And, like, when I sat down, it was nobody in the club. I opened my eyes up, and the club was, like, full of people. And everybody was looking at us. And I was like, what the fuck? Where did all these people come from? Like, it's a whole nother land. But if you trip while you on it, if you get mad while you on it, you're going to go far left. So
yeah,
it was an amazing experience that I had.
You
got to
be with, like, some cool-ass people when you do some shit like that. You can't be in a negative situation. You need to be all positive. You know what I'm saying? You're going to get some positive vibes from that. So, yeah, definitely.
And you have to be careful. You can't eat too many of them.
Yeah.
Because you will.
Yeah.
It'll make you feel like your high's coming down, and then, boom, it'll hit you again.
Word up. So That's dope. So, you know, shout out to Shrek. You know, but I like them on my steak, too. But, you know, that's me. So I'll take a little butter. You know what I'm saying? When I'm and the onions, like you said. So, but, yeah, no, I see you. You've been on your nutrition shit. That's dope. Shout out to everybody, you know, just getting healthy. You know what I'm saying? And you ain't got to go far left. Like, you know, you got all these vegans coming up and all that. Shout out to that. Like, do what's going to make you happy, but. I'm all about balance, you know what I'm saying? I need, like I said, my steak, but then I need my fruits, you know what I'm saying? I need my vegetables. I need to just keep it all balanced all across the board. I need my protein, you know what I'm saying? And like I said, I'm a savage. I can never be a vegan. I've been talking to a lot of my homeboys. They, you know, get them that vegan chip. But it's just not for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm a lion. You know what I'm saying? What lion you see, like, freaking just plants all day? You know what I'm saying? Once in a while, you're going to see a zebra come across your way or a wildebeest or something like that, and a lion just going to go crazy for it. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that's me. Straight up, I can't. I already know. You know what I'm saying? It's just in my DNA. So, you know, shout outs to that. But, yeah, keep it balanced. Keep balancing your
life.
Yeah,
my friend that was helping me transition, she is a pescatarian. Mm-hmm. And all she is seafood. And she don't eat any other meat. But she, like, she already did eat pork. So she just cut everything else out. And she started in January. And I want to say, like, the end of January or something like that. And she's still going. And she, like, she loves it. Me, I'll eat by itself.
What's up?
I'll just eat meat. Like, I'll have a sitting where I just eat vegetables. I have a sitting where I just eat fruit. And I'll have a sitting where I just eat meat. Like, I can do that. But I was like, I gave up meat before. That's not for me.
Mm-mm. Okay. You gave up meat before.
Mm-hmm.
You're saying. Okay. But you eat it now. You don't eat it now, or you do eat it now?
I do eat it now.
Oh, okay. But you gave. Okay, I got you. All right. So you can go back and forth. You don't have to have it, is what you're trying to say.
Yeah, I have to have it. I gave it up just to try it. And I went 28 days, and I was like, never again.
Oh, okay. I got you. Yeah. And you can see it, too. Like, on certain people, I'm like, you know, there was vegetarians. Now vegans, you know what I'm saying? I see and I, you know, knew people before they wasn't vegans. I'm like, yo, you look. I mean, I don't want to crush nobody's dreams. Or, you know what I'm saying? Like, whatever's got you happy, it's got you happy. I don't want to, you know, pass judgment or nothing like that. But I'll see some people like, damn, they was healthy as fuck when they had that balance. You know what I'm saying? And they took the meat out. I'm like, yo, it's a little different, but maybe their bodies feel a little different and they like that even more as to. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just saying on the outside, look at him like, yo, I just saw a fuller you. You know what I'm saying? When you were, you had that protein
you're fuller,
in your diet. You know what I'm saying?
It like has that extra, that meat on your skeleton.
Yeah.
But when you cut out the starch, it gets you just right when you're not eating starch.
Yeah.
It gets you just right. And that's how I've been able to drop this weight so fast, by cutting back dramatically on it. So shout out to eating healthy and doing the right thing, because that's definitely what I'm on. I can't lie.
So that's what's popping.
So tell the people about this topic tonight.
All right. So this topic tonight. So topic is it still considered completion if I pull out? I'm just saying it because I'm a guy. I'm saying if I pull out. What is the difference in feelings between pulling out and staying inside you? So I'm going to let you take it first, and then I'm going to take it from there. So, what you
the man. You going first.
Oh, okay. You want me to go
first?
I'll take it first. Hey,
mm-hmm.
So, okay. Off top, you know what I'm saying? I'm too mature. I ain't going to say old. You know what I'm saying? I'm too mature to be pulling out. You know what I'm saying? I ain't with that pull out game. You know, when I was younger, young buck out here, you know what I'm saying? Just getting wet behind the ears, getting my weight up on these relationship situations, you know what I'm saying, sexual situations. I was like, all right, yeah, like, you know, pull out. That's what's good. You know what I'm saying? Like, let me get up in there and put out rawness, you know what I'm saying? Because now mature, I'll tell you how I've matured a little bit. But, yeah, you know what I'm saying? I always want to just feel that rawness, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, especially when you're younger and you're not experienced in the game, you know, you don't really know what you're doing just yet. You know what I'm saying? So, getting in that rawness, and you're like, oh, yeah, I'll pull out. And I, you know what I'm saying? Like, the yoni, I'm going to say yoni because I'm trying to keep it, I don't want to be too vulgar. But that yoni is a fruit, you know what I'm saying? And that fruit can be a drug too, and that drug can get good. You know what I'm saying? That fruit can get just nourishing. You know what I'm saying? You just feel like, oh my goodness, it's the best drug ever. I'm on the best high when you about to bust that off. So you trying to pull out, but it's just feeling too good. You know what I'm saying? You pulled out, but you didn't. And you know, and this is a shout out to my young cats out here. I hope anybody that's young, high school situation, I hope you listen. You know what I'm saying? I'm put you on game, check game right now. You know what I'm saying? So, like, boom, you try that pull-out method, and it's gonna get too good. Especially we got a fine ass girl, you know what I'm saying? Especially at that age too. Not to, I don't want to sound like a, you know, whatever, but you know, women develop faster than us guys. Put it like that. So get you a fine ass female. She, you know what I'm saying? She about that. Y'all getting it in. Y'all, you know what I'm saying? Y'all sexing. You're going to have a baby. I'm just trying to tell you, you're going to be a young father. You know what I'm saying? Because that pull out, it ain't going, you know what I'm saying? You're going to try. You might get it good on a couple times, but she's setting it out for you. You're young. You're trying to get it. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of times that's how young fathers develop. So, and nothing wrong with that, but, you know, you just got to be ready for what comes with that. You know what I'm saying? Being a pops. And it's tough, especially when you're young, high school, whatever, or, you know, before you're 20, 21, and I deal with a family situation, and you don't even know if this is the female you want to be with. You know what I'm saying? Y'all just, you know, it's puppy love at that point. So, you know, with that being said, situations happen. And for me, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not proud of it, but, you know, I didn't have an abortion. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to keep it 100. You know what I'm saying? I'm not proud of it, but it happened. You know what I'm saying? It was part of my maturity and stuff like that. I wasn't ready for it. But it matured me, you know what I'm saying? So that's one thing that can happen, kid, at a young age, or you mess around and have an abortion, and, you know, you always think, what is, you know what I'm saying? I kind of, like, took it out of my whole frame of mind, but, you know, it is a what if. Like, what if I would have had that seed back in the day, you know what I'm saying? What it would have been like, you know what I'm saying? But, and also, too, I don't want to go off on a tangent, but what got me through this situation back in the day when I did have that abortion was, this Diggable Planet song. I told you, rap raised me. It's called Lafuna Fito. Shout out to Diggable Planet. But they had this song, and it talks about abortion and the woman's right to choose. And I stay on that side. You know what I'm saying? I still don't think the government, even though I'm pro-Trump, you know, I know it's kind of iffy on the abortion issue. And I always think that a woman should still have a right to choose. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, it's her body. So that's just one situation that can happen. So the other situation that can happen is you got venereal diseases out here. You know what I'm saying? So as a young buck, you know what I'm saying, you might be knocking skins off left and right. You know what I'm saying? Like, my pullout game tight. You know what I'm saying? You might have mastered the pullout game. You might be like, yo, I get up in them raw. You know what I'm saying? Like, shout out to ODB. Shimmy, shimmy, y'all. You know what I'm saying? I like it raw. You know what I'm saying? Getting up in it. Banging it out, you know what I'm saying, rawness. But the thing is, you know, you ain't strapped up. You ain't put that condom on. So it feels good, but, you know, one, I already told you the situation. Baby at a young age, abortion, that on your mental. The other thing that can happen is a venereal disease. Never know. Especially if she's older than you, you know what I'm saying? You never know. She's more experienced than you. You could be burning. That's the term. I don't know if that's still a term. It's an old school term now, but I don't know. I don't know what the youth say now. But she's burning. You catch that. Now when you go to the bathroom, you go to take a piss or something like that, and it's just like, oh my goodness, you know what I'm saying? Like, you on fire. You know what I'm saying? You're like, damn, what the fuck happened to my, you know what I'm saying? Next thing you know, you go get checked out. You have a venereal disease. You know what I'm saying? And then that's not fun, you know what I'm saying? You get that, and then, you know, you got to check your partners that you was with, so who did it to you and all that. And then it's even a whole nother level to that. You know what I'm saying? You catch that monster. You know what I'm saying? And right. Real quick, I'm going to just go on that. That monster was that HIV. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Magic Johnson. You know what I'm saying? Got my man LeBron.
No way.
LA. Shout out to Lakers.
My
go ahead. Okay, go ahead. I told you to say it first. You know, I'm going to go deep with it. Go ahead.
No, you talking about, shout out to Mr. Johnson. You get on my damn nerves.
Word up. I go beneath
so
the surface. You already know.
Like, okay. So here's my part on this right here.
What's your part on that?
The one thing, touch on this first. You're absolutely right. HIV and AIDS is very real. In this day and age, we have so many download brothers, so many trades, men that look like women that's tricking men. You know, you got so much going on in this day and age. So safety is number one. So I would advise couples, this is a couples conversation.
Ooh,
because I don't
mm-hmm.
want You know, I know some people that are out there. It was a gentleman on my Facebook page and was like, he liked to leave a little bit of him in anybody he sleep with. And that right there was a flag for me, like, and he was like, what's up? He was in my inbox. I was like, block? Like, no, the devil is a lie. So this is like a couple base because you have to be smart, and a lot of people are not smart. They just be like, okay, it's sex. Okay, you know, let's do it, right? So safety is number one. But when we get into this topic, right, does it feel the same? No, it does not feel the same. Even from a woman's standpoint, it does not feel the same. For me, it's not a completed job. So he done gave you, like, if you're in tune with your body, you know, he done primed your body up. The icing on the cake is the cum. The icing on the cake seals the deal. It makes you feel complete. Like, okay, this job here was complete. He did his job. So if he done gave you some good team and he pull out, it's not the same. You know what I'm saying? Just like, you know, I got accustomed to using rubbers because when I was in the porn industry, you know, it was a covenant back
speak
then.
Speak on it.
You know, you need to protect others. You know what I'm saying? And you got a lot of stuff going on now that necessarily wasn't happening as much, you know, back when I was doing, what I was doing. But it was a covenant. So I had these people's lives in my hand. If I go out here and do something reckless, you know what I'm saying, like sleeping with somebody without a rubber, then it was a problem. The one thing that I took pride in is not being in a relationship when I was in the porn industry. I dealt with people, but I didn't want a relationship because I didn't want to compromise. I didn't want to have
to
trick this person to do the right thing. Then I'm going on set and I got something because he didn't do the right thing. So I was really strict on that. I have been in long relationships with people outside of that lasted for years, and we always use rubbers. Like living together, we always use rubbers. I've been in relationships where men just have a good pull-out game. I was in, you know, a long relationship, and the man had a pull-out game that was crazy. And
that was crazy, and you never
got
pregnant with that pull-out game. It was crazy. So he mastered that pull-out game. Okay.
Right. And I never got pregnant from him. But when I left him, when we separated or whatever, like a while later, then I ended up with my youngest son now. So, you know, of course, you know, he probably felt some kind of way about that. Like, no, I was with you all this time. And, you know, so here's the thing. It's not young because I don't date young. But these older gentlemen, they want to feel the juice box, but they don't want the babies. And those are smart men. I salute you. I would never have anything to say because you have men that are out here staying inside and not putting out and not taking care of the kids like a kid who rightfully helped create, and you just straight up like it's on you. You know what I'm saying? And
some
that's crazy.
They don't care. They
Right. They don't care. They have kids all around. You will never know how many kids they really have. You will never know anything because they're not stable themselves. And ladies, we have to be mindful of that. But, you know, being in the situation that I'm in now, you know, it makes me reevaluate a lot of different things. But listen, I like the cream pie. I like for him to stay in because that's the completion of the act. Like, it relaxes your body. That's what's going to put you to sleep. That's what's going to be that, you know, that's that drug. So, as the woman, you know, vagina is the drug for the man. His cum is the drug for the woman. Because that's going that's going to put her to sleep. That's going to relax her body.
That is a good a good analysis. So, you're saying, like, you know, you might have got yours off, but even if you got yours off, you don't feel complete until you feel that. Now,
right.
You'll be
ready to go again. It's like he didn't put the fire out.
Because like, a lot of guys maybe don't even understand this. So, you know, that's why I love our show, because we get the dynamic from both angles, you know what I'm saying, male and female. So tell your situation as far as, like, how you may feel as a female if you feel the guy didn't get his off. Because guys sometimes they'll say, like, yo, I came. You know what I'm saying? And females might not even believe you. Like, nah, I don't think you came. You know, you lying to me?
Well, even if he pulled out, it's just the fact that he's taking the semen. He's taking the semen out, right? And so I had to be very careful. That's why, like, I was in relationships. You know what I'm saying? And me and my dude, we got tested. We were together for a few years, but we always got tested. If we separated, he would go get tested again until I was comfortable enough to understand that he's not going to bring me anything back. And then once I got comfortable, then, you know, it wasn't, you know, I probably should have been comfortable, but, you know, I knew. He got tired of going to get tested because that's what we were doing. I am terrified of what's out here. And
that's true.
The thing is that, you know, this is how I go as long as I go, you know, and be okay because, you know, a lot of women sleep, you know, do they thing and they don't care. But I care. You know, I care about my body. I care about my kids. I care about not being sick, living my life. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not going to just, like, I don't want to just sleep around.
And that's what's
but
so dope about, go ahead. I was just going to say real quick, don't lose your train of thought. Don't lose your train of thought. But I was going to say that's what's so dope about, you know, a woman, especially, like I'm saying, that there's been an adult industry because, you know, like, it's precautions to it. You know what I'm saying? It's not just like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? So you got that. You know what I'm saying? Because if you're in that industry, you know what I'm saying? You know, that's the last thing you want to do is bring something. You know what I'm saying? Bring something in. You know what I'm saying? Because there's your coworkers you're working with. You know what I'm saying? So
all of the women didn't think like I did. And sad to say, but true. You know, they were selling porn star experiences, and the porn star experiences as well, sex. So all of the women didn't think like I did. Some women just really didn't care. And me seeing that, like, towards the end, that's what helped me make up my mind. Like, this is not this, and the pay that they were starting to give us, it's not a place for me. Like, you know that you have to go out here and do this, but you are going to risk yourself and give someone a porn star experience that you don't even know. You know what I'm saying?
Okay,
if you said, give me a test. They could forge this test. Anything could happen. So when I started seeing that, it's people that really just don't care. They just sleep with whoever, and they don't care. They're in the moment, and it's the feeling, and it is what it is. So, you know, I talk about my next victim, right? That's what I've been calling my victim. Like, you know, it's going to be somebody that, you know, he got to be tested. He got to be tested. I'm going to be tested, and you know, we just gonna have fun.
That's
right. Like,
that's gonna be a dope show after too. Just a whole other thing. That's gonna be a dope ass show after.
If I'm not comfortable with you, like if I'm not comfortable with you, like I really, really, really need a test in order to open up with you. You know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes we be comfortable with the wrong people, and that's what I'm learning. But if I'm not that's what makes me comfortable. Your test. You know, like you being clean.
Okay.
Some men be like, you know, I don't want to do it. Well, then I don't want you. Like, and it's just that simple with me. Like people don't.
You ever
really
see
understand.
The movie? Yeah, I don't want to go off on a tangent. Don't lose your train of thought. But you ever seen the movie Kids? That shaped my. That really kind of shaped me a little bit as a youngster, as a youth. Never seen that movie?
Yeah, I don't want. I can't say I don't want any more kids, but I don't want.
No.
Kids from the wrong person.
Movie.
Like, it only takes
it's a
one
movie.
Time to
it's a movie back in the
have
day.
Kids
it's
by the wrong
kids.
Person, and that shit will make you reevaluate your whole life.
No. What I'm saying, it was a movie. It was a movie. You know what I'm saying? It was called Kids. You ever seen a movie called Kids?
Mm-mm.
No. Okay. It was deep. You know what I'm saying? It was just what we're talking about, but it just talks about how, like, you had a one woman who was promiscuous. And like I said, it's young. Like, and I don't want to, don't lose your train of thought. This is just a quick little off on a tangent story from Mo Benz. But anyway.
No, go ahead.
Like, yeah. So anyway, like, because, you know, we got a lot of listeners, you know what I'm saying? And I just want to teach the youth, too. You know what I'm saying? So any younger listeners, you know what I'm saying? Somebody that might be in high school that probably maybe shouldn't be listening to our show. But our show is at least 18 and over, I would think. But anyway, Kids is a movie that I saw back in the day. You know what I'm saying? When I was younger, when I was a kid. You know, my damn self. Rosario Dawson, shout outs to her. She was an actress. She got her first role in that. So it's a New York type of movie. But anyway, the premise of the story was, it was this one dude who was in high school. He was banging all the chicks. My man was a dude out there just knocking them down left and right. Boom, 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 boom. You know, as soon as he meets somebody, he trying to size them up. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to bang them. You know what I'm saying? Like, every woman that he met, every girl that he met. And so anyway, long story short, Rosario Dawson, she was promiscuous, you know what I'm saying? She was young, fine, you know what I'm saying? So she was having sex left and right. She was just like, you know, she was hot in the pants, you know what I'm saying? I always call any little high school chick back in the day hot in the pants if they banging, you know, any little dude, they catch that sensation and they out here, right? So she was hot in the pants, you know what I'm saying? So she was banging. Then she had a little homegirl. Her homegirl was a virgin, you know what I'm saying? Never had sex before in her life, you know what I'm saying? And long story short, not to go long, but it was a party. And the virgin ended up hooking up with the one dude who was just banging chicks left and right. You know what I'm saying? So it was some party. I think they got drunk and blah, blah, blah. So the one dude ended up banging her. You know what I'm saying? Blah, blah, blah. He banged her. You know what I'm saying? He took her virginity. So that was the first time she ever had sex. That's the only time she ever had sex. So long story short, Rosario Dawson. And then the one chick who was a virgin up until that point, Rosario Dawson, was just like, look, talking like we talking right now. Like, I guess maybe she about to get into a relationship. Like, yo, I want to take a test. You know what I'm saying? Let's go to the clinic real quick. I'm going to go take the test. The virgin just thinking to myself, like, oh, I'll just come with you. Like, you know what I'm saying? I just got hit to sex. You know, so I just started having sex. I was freaking masturbating up until that point. So anyway, so they both go to the clinic and you know, get tested. So as Rosario Dawson, she's, you know, sitting down talking. Lady talking, asking all types of questions. You ever had anal, I don't know, might have asked her if she had a menage a trois, gangbang, whatever, I don't know. And, you know, Rosario Dawson answering the question like, something like blah, 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 unprotected, blah, blah, blah. And then the detective was a virgin. Going there and, you know, asking the question, like, no, I, like, really just had sex for the first time, blah, blah, blah. Long story short, a week later, right, they get their test. Rosario Dawson, clean, you know, totally positive. And guess what? The virgin, HIV positive. You know what I'm saying? So from that movie on, it just kind of set me in a certain mind frame, you know what I'm saying? But that was it. But it's a very good movie, especially if you have kids, too. I mean, it's just a coming-of-age movie. So, you know, any person that was just a, you know, came of age and, you know, went to high school, went to college, you know what I'm saying? You're going to understand this. But then it comes back around when you have kids yourself, your kids is getting to that age where they might start having sex and stuff like that. It makes you think of it. And it's called Kids. So it's just a good movie. I just want to put that out there, but go ahead. That's it.
That sounds like a really dope movie with a very positive message, because it
was dope.
That,
straight
right?
New York
like
story.
You have to, I think the
straight
more experience that you have, the more you get in tune with, you know, the vibes of people and so on and so forth. So I'm just saying to the people out there, like, you know, I like what I like, you know, and that's why I like relationships, so I can be comfortable. But relationships don't mean anything these days, because these days everybody's doing whatever they want to do, how they want to do it, and that's the scary part for me. And that will probably be what I tap out and say, you know what, I don't want this anymore, because I like to feel it. I got 100 rubbers, maybe 100 plus rubbers in my drawer. You know what I'm saying? And that way, you know, I definitely will do it that way, especially, you know, starting out and so on and so forth. But at that point, I'm not comfortable with you. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're not satisfying me 100%. The penis may be good. It may be hitting the right spot, but you're not 100% satisfying me.
Because it's not raw.
There is no cum to seal the deal. It's not even the raw thing. It's just the cum. The cum is what closes the deal. That's what you get. That you get a good pounding.
Is it the cum that's in the condom, or is it the cum that's just raw? That's what I'm trying to hold. Both.
Like, no, like when the cum hits your body, when it enters your body. So, like, he can screw you real good. Yeah, I mean, no condom. He can screw you real good, and then once he come, that's what's going to put that fire out. Like, that's what's gonna let you go,
so
you know, a couple
on, like,
days or whatever,
so,
and not
so
the, want sex. If he pull out, I could be horny, like, the next day.
Okay, so for the guy, all right, look, so take us behind the curtain, you know what I'm saying? So for the guys that's out there, because, you know, like I said, a lot of guys might not be up on this. So females understand this, you know what I'm saying? You're a female. So for the guys, just take us behind the curtain. Let us know. So like you saying, This is Russell. No condom. And you've been tested. You know, this is somebody you trust. So this is maturity sex. You know what I'm saying? So you already understand what you're dealing with. So you're saying that when that guy comes, you know what I'm saying? And you know, like I said, so birth control situation, you know, be on birth control, or, you know, maybe, you know what I'm saying, whatever the situation may be. But I would assume birth control, unless you're really with somebody that you know, like, all right, if you're going to come like this, we're going to have a baby. You know what I'm saying? So you're saying that when you feel that, as a female, like, take us behind it, how you feel, like, when that, what's that sensation like?
Okay, so one, I know my body. Up until this last one, like, I would get pregnant ever so often, right? So this one was past the time of my ever so often, so it caught me off guard. But, like, birth control, like, when you're in a relationship, you don't want to be, but it's starting like you got to be that way. So, like, my last son, Dad, I've been knowing him for 7 years. I took a break from him for, like, 3 years and something, and then linked back up. So I've been knowing him for a while, and I was automatically comfortable, right? But even now, like, you know, my friends tell me, like, you shouldn't have even been comfortable with him. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, the world has changed. It's different, you know, and you never know what a person is doing or is going through or whatever the case may be. But I took these 10 months to myself with very minimum, you know, interaction because I needed this time to reevaluate things.
Gotcha.
So it's not easy to get under me. It's not easy, you know, it's not going to be like, oh, okay, yeah, I see him, I want to speak with him. No, that's not like that. We're going to be using rubbers. Like, I'm okay because the whole time when I was on this little run, you know, in porn, I had the one person that I dealt with outside of porn, you know, unprotected. Everything else was, you know, it's null and void. You know what I'm saying? So it's like I got 100 rubbers and I need to use 90 of them right about now. But
no doubt.
The feeling is definitely different from when he pull out. And I know the man has to feel the same way. Like, when you pull out, do you feel like, what's the difference from when you pull out and staying in? What's the difference in the feeling?
I'm going to put you on. So the difference is, it's a couple different situations too. All right, so look, if you're wearing a condom, and shout out, I'm going to say this too. Shout outs, because, you know, I still wear condoms from time to time. And shout outs to this one brand, because back in the day, I was getting caught up. One of the reasons maybe why I was telling you, you know, when I had an abortion back in the day, but I was young. I ain't had no pullout game back then. But what I was going to say is this. I have had condoms, and it takes a while. You know what I'm saying? It's like I don't know, with anything, like, you know, a new pair of shoes or a car or something like that. You got to find, like, what car or what shoes or what style fits you. You know what I'm saying? So I was messing with all types of kind. I didn't know what to do. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, all right, let me get this kind. But what I was figuring out, because, you know, when I go hard, I go hard, especially if I got aphrodisiac. When I say aphrodisiac, I mean, as guys, any guy can tell you, when you hit that female with the henny dick, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to be too vulgar, but you know what I'm saying? You get off that henny, you're like, all right, I'm going to put it down. You know what I'm saying? Like, boom, especially if she a big body benzo, you know what I'm saying? Like, all right, boom. Or you got the ganja dick, you know what I'm saying? Like, all right, you know what I'm saying? Let me take a couple puffs off of this, you know what I'm saying? I'm ready to go in, I'm ready to go see rounds, you know what I'm saying? So you got that situation. That's that natural aphrodisiac. So as a guy, if you work on one of those things and, you know what I'm saying? You're going hard. You know what I'm saying? So if you got a weak-ass condom, you going hard, I would say. If you about yours, that shit is going to break. You know what I'm saying? That shit is going to break. You got the condom on, don't even matter. Like, you all into it. Next thing you know, you look down and broke as fuck, and you done bust off and pull out game, whatever. And it's all null and void because your condom was weak.
You know what I'm saying? How does that feel when you come inside of her?
Hold on, I'm gonna tell you. I'm getting to that. I got you. But shout out to Midnight Condoms. You know what I'm saying? Midnight Condoms. I don't know if they're everywhere, but Midnight. They all black. Once I got down with these, and this is the only condoms I mess with. I don't mess with no Magnums, no this and that. It's got to be the Midnight, and it got to be all black. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's Midnight. It's the only condoms that I've seen is all black. You know what I'm saying? No beige color, cream color, white color. It's black. So anyway, when I got these, and I never had a situation where the condom broke or nothing like that. But now, to answer your question, here's the difference. So... All right, so the difference is this. When you bust off raw, that shit feels like nothing else ever in life, because that's the life force right there. So shout-outs to just the universe. That's the life force. That's better than any drug you could take. When you bust off and hitting it from the back, or your female, she riding you, whatever position y'all in, and y'all just intense and it's going in, oh, my goodness, you feel like, I can't even explain it. It's ecstasy. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's better than any drug you can have. And that's why so many situations, so many marriages and stuff like that get broke up on this. Because when that chemistry hit, and you and that other person, y'all catch that vibe, and y'all get that, man, like anything else. So, yes, so when you bust off there, especially because, like I said, too, especially when you, I guess it's even better when you, and I'm not on this shit yet, but I guess it's even better when you trying to make a life. But a lot of times it's not even trying to make a life. It just, shit happens. You know what I'm saying? You might just,
yeah, it happens. I am not trying.
You know what I'm saying? You know? Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? You got a couple kids.
It just, you know.
Like, that shit just catch you. You know what I'm saying? And it was just
so,
like,
so
oh my
for
goodness.
Women, like,
okay.
The, for most women, you know, the, main position to get pregnant from is missionary, because that's
okay.
your souls are supposed to intertwine and your spirits are connected. You know, that's probably on a deeper level. But you know,
total
that came on top
I
of you.
That.
You know, you
I
guys,
that.
That's the
y'all looking
one.
Face to face.
My
eye
downfall
eye.
Position is from the back. My
back
downfall
shots.
Position
oh,
is from the back.
Back
or laying on my back with my knees, you know, above my head. Those two are like death for me.
Laying
yeah,
on your back. Yeah, them two. Yeah, them two. That's for me, too. My two favorite ones.
Two, maybe three kids from the back. I don't know about the last one. I don't know what one that was. But, like it's crazy. So, but my thing is though, like, you know, that my relationships, I prefer a relationship over being in the streets. That's why when I'm in a relationship, I'm only with one person. I value the fact of not cheating because that means so much to me. That is something, like, for me, like, long the dick gotta be clean, big, good. You know what I'm saying? All of those things. I want you to do what you're supposed to do and give me that force. Unfortunately, it creates life, but the force
I told
is
you
amazing.
Drug. That shit feels
you,
like
you
anything
have
else.
A, you don't understand what I'm talking about. They always pulling out. Then maybe your
so,
life force ain't.
No,
together.
I'm saying too, and that's what I'm saying.
You
so, what I was just trying to say is too, because I always. Because, you know, I'm a male, so I'm the giver. You know what I'm saying? Y'all receive. So I don't know how that feels to a female when y'all receive.
Man, it's amazing.
Giving.
Like,
okay.
It's like,
so what's that?
Okay.
Take us into that. You know what I'm saying?
The difference
how does that feel?
I'm trying. Okay, let me tell you something. I'm trying to figure this out. The difference okay. Great analogy. Drinking white liquor and brown liquor, right?
Mm.
White gets
put
the high, brown.
I know about both.
So it kind of feels like when he comes inside of you, it's that like your body is on a white liquor. Like your body just explodes in excitement.
That's that turn
your
up.
Your body is
tight
and does what it's supposed to do. And he puts out that fire of you being horny and he satisfies your body because once you get up on this high, then you are, you know, let
so
down.
So it's like you're on fire and like I'm busting off and I'm like the fireman putting
the fire
out the fire.
Yeah, like
I'm the fireman.
And then you just go straight
right.
to fucking sleep. Like you know that good shit. Like you went
that
shit is just amazing. Now
that's
when he pull out, it's like he done did his job right, and he done got it in with you, and he got you right there. He got you right there to the cliff. and he pull out.
Mm. Mm. I'm going to tell you for guys
like,
now,
what now?
I'm going to tell you now for guys, though. And porn, shout out to porn, because they done fucking linked the whole fucking shit up. You know what I'm saying? But I got you. Like, what we just talked about, that's the life force. You know what I'm saying? So there's nothing that's going to beat that. You could do whatever drug you want to do, but no drug will get you as high as that moment gets
that
you, like you said.
That annoys the fuck out of me. Like, okay, listen.
Yeah.
I can tell my dude when I want to be freaky, right? When I want to pull it out and come on my face or come on my butt.
Yeah, because that's,
like
that. That's what I'm about to get into.
I can tell you when I want to get there. I swear to God, I hate when a man, I hate, he'd be like, let me nut on your mouth or what up. Like,
yeah,
nigga,
yeah.
Like right now, you don't, like, let a woman tell you where to come at.
That's some game.
Can be in a mold and her body can be yearning for that completion, right? And then there could be other times where your body has been completed. You know, y'all could have had sex the day before and your body was in a complete mode still, but, you know, you satisfying him right now. Then you could be like, Daddy, come on my face. You know, come in my ear.
Mm.
And let me hear you coming.
Okay.
Something like
that's
that,
different.
You know?
That's
but
different.
You
okay.
know, you can't jump up, not for me. Don't jump up and be like, let me do it here.
Sure.
Like, no, like we have to feed off of each other's energy. So I like a relationship because I like to feel it. And of course, like me, you know, me being used to it, I'm careful with other people's, you know what I'm saying, life, because I had to be for so long. I had to test for so long. You know what I'm saying? And the thing that killed me is that people would be like, oh, you did porn. Bitch, I have the cleanest pussy. My pussy cleaner than your mama.
That's what I'm trying to
she
say.
Ain't
you
know what I'm saying? Like,
I don't want to say
the professionalism
saying,
of
know.
It. Like, you had to burn them 225 or whatever it was, wherever you were going for all of those tests. That you had to be clean. The gonorrhea
yeah,
committed
yeah.
HIV.
So
you had
you
to
know
get
what
those
the fuck
tests every 30 days just to keep yourself current. Even if you wasn't filming, the best thing to do is still go get tested because you don't want any time to lapse, you know, in between that.
True.
So
true.
My practices I still take with me to this day because
yeah,
I'm
not, and
serious.
That's a jewel.
You know
that's
what
a lesson.
And,
that's a lesson.
And
that you
I love
this.
To be intimate, and being intimate does not include, you know, plastic or whatever. So I can't really be intimate if I'm not feeling you, if I'm not comfortable with you, if I don't trust you, if we're not tested. I can't take you to the moon. The one thing that I heard so much when people that I knew started seeing my movies, my exes, they would be like, you ain't never sucked my dick like that. You ain't never paid me. And probably I wasn't comfortable with you either. Like, when a person, when your partner is tested, when your partner is tested, it's another level of comfortable. Like, you like, man,
ooh,
should I drink
yeah.
your baby licking from head
yeah,
to toe?
I
like,
you, that
you
makes
know
sense.
Ultimately
makes
he
sense.
Came. So that,
yeah.
that completion, that ending
I
of the situation,
that.
My homeboy be messing with me too much. You know, you love your good cream pie. It is just—it's freaking amazing.
And that's why
I mean, that's why
like the porn game be like, you know, when you see like a crazy scene, you know what I'm saying? You see that.
Hold
too.
On, we
like,
got a caller. Let me see if they're calling.
All right.
Thank you for calling. We'll talk with the new Miss Lovely Black. Did you have a question, or you just call and listen in? 479.
Don't be shy. Ask your question.
Well, they just listening in.
All right, that's
it's
what's
all
up.
Good. But you really want to, like, safety is key, people. Like, trust me.
True.
So I know all of this stuff that I'm saying sound good and you ready to go, you know, turn up right now.
Go
safety
ahead.
Is key, right? Because it's
that's
a different
it.
World out
that's
here.
It.
But for
that's
the
true.
For the couples, you at home with your mate. Another thing I wanted to address while we was on this topic, because I keep hearing men
ahead.
Say,
go
like,
ahead.
I put a video on my page and the man was like, his wife promised him some ass, but she was trying to wait him out to go to sleep. I did not know. And my homeboy be like, you know, you got to, you know, women be laying there and they want you to, you know, pursue them. You know, you got to cuddle up with them and let your penis get hard.
That's true. Sometimes
like, oh,
it happens like that. Yeah.
I don't know if it's just because of where I came from or just because I'm a natural I'm a natural pleaser, but I can't remember the last time I was in a relationship and he had to say, "Can I have some?" And that may be weird.
No, that's true.
But
I don't allow that to happen.
Because I'm grown and I know my position. As his woman, my job is to keep his balls empty, you know what I'm saying, to keep a smile on his face and keep his belly full. You ain't got to ask me for something. If I know a man think about sex multiple times during the day, guess what? If we in the same household, if I don't give it to you every day, you're going to get it every other day because I know that you want it. It's no such thing as really getting tired of it because once y'all go from that point, then y'all elevate. Y'all go to the next level. Let's start going outside. Let's go in the rain. Let's go in the basement. Let's go in the kitchen. Let's go in the, you know. His other thing, wait for the kids to go in the garage and get it in. It's a lot of things. People don't give themselves enough credit to be creative. But, ladies, I'm going to need y'all to step it up, right? Because if this man is a provider and he's doing everything that he's supposed to do, he shouldn't have to ask you and wait around for you to give him what you're supposed to do. Like, if you had to wait on that man to pay the bills in the house, you would be mad if he paid on his own time. So why are y'all making him wait for some cat? I don't get that.
I feel that.
Apparently a lot of women do it, and apparently they feel like, you know, that's having the control. But see, that's why your man got a side chick. So you can be at home and you think that this man is all about you, but at the end of the day, he still got some on the side. He still may be there with you, but trust me, you're sharing that. When you're not supplying his needs, that's the whole point of being in a relationship, is to supply each other's needs. Sex is a big need, and you're not supplying that need, I don't know. I haven't had a problem with being in a relationship, and sex was definitely not ever a problem in a relationship, because if it ain't good, I ain't going to be in a relationship with you anyway.
That's true. That's all facts.
And ladies, get somebody that don't knock off your pH balance. If your pH balance is not off,
what's that all about? Like
Houston, we have a problem.
You know what I'm saying?
We're going back to the pull out or leave in. So
what's
if he's leaving
balance,
it in, this is your boo. Your pH balance,
pH balance
is the woman.
Put me on.
The woman's fragrance. The woman's fragrance.
Okay.
I can't even talk. Fragrance.
Fragrance? That's pH balance?
That's what I'm talking about.
Fragrance?
Like your balance. You know what I'm saying? Your balance down there.
Okay.
So, you know, you got the good bacteria and the bad bacteria, you know? If his juices ain't right, if he got something, or you know, if he
and
it
don't mix with yours, it's gonna be a bad fragrance.
Someone else, he can be sleeping with a woman, and her pH balance is bad. And if he can sleep with you within 24 hours, he'll knock yours off. It's a lot of different things that play a role into that. You shouldn't have a smell.
Yeah,
a natural kunta does not have a smell. So
that
if you
yoni,
sleep with
I call
him
it
and
that yoni.
You got a smell. If you speak with him and sleep with him and then after that, you know, it ain't right, it's something wrong with him. And you got to learn to step up. I didn't know that. You know what I'm saying? I didn't know that.
You just put me on.
For medical. And when I did that, it was like, okay, you know, it shouldn't. Like, okay, every man has a natural scent. Every man's semen has a natural scent. So he's going to know his scent. Like, if you with your man and then you turn around and let somebody else, you know, skeet in you, your dude going to be able to smell it.
That's deep.
He might be an undercover freak. And he might be knowing that the dude is nothing in you, and he want to eat it. You know, you never know, ladies.
Yeah.
You can't put nothing past.
That might be a little too crazy,
but the man will be able to smell another man's scent. It's like dogs.
That's true.
Dogs. When
that's true.
Eat,
I can
every
see
dog
that shit. You know what I'm saying? Because it's deep.
Urine.
Yo, because.
A woman should be able to smell another woman, know another woman for too, if she know her man.
That's true.
Yeah, right. A woman should be able to smell another woman's sex. Listen,
I'm a very oral person when I'm in a relationship. That motherfucker better smell like soap, bitch, or nothing else. Every motherfucking time I get ready to put that bitch by my nose, or I'm a donkey comb that bitch in his head. Yeah, I'm gonna hit that bitch in the top of his motherfucking head. Yeah, that's the young lady that was on the phone from before. Hold on, we got another caller. Thank you for calling. Real Talk with Lumen's Lovely Black. Full phone number. You called in with a question, or you just listening in?
Oh no, this is Zilla.
Hey.
Alright, what's up?
Man, nothing much, man. Just tuning in on a supportive note, man, and it seems to be very informative and y'all kicking some real live what needs to be known, man. We got to get more listeners in.
That was popping. I like that, man.
That's what's up.
Salute,
thank
bro.
You very much. He was listening in on the link and he hit me and told me he was listening in on the link and he called in, so I thank you very, very much for your support. But listen, since you're on the line, is there a difference in feeling, in the feeling when you come inside of your girl than when you pull out?
Man, it's a complete different feeling. It's also a complete different feeling with protection, such as a condom. It's a different feeling for all of those aspects, with or without, inside or out. You know, for me. Of course, as your homie was saying, it's almost like a birthright. It's like life in its own sector, you know. With our intimacy and whatnot, you know what I'm saying? It's because when you trust someone really enough to go wrong, and I ain't just gonna say this on everybody's behalf, because some people just going in and having at it because it was offered or because of the opportunity presented itself. But I mean, like without protection, it's like, yeah, it's the euphoric colors and all of that come before you, and you realize that no, ain't no stopping. Yeah, I'm gonna try my best to give you one. You know, I'm gonna try my best to give you a good old seed. You know what I'm saying? And it's gonna be a strong seed, the strongest seed I've got. I promise.
Like, and whatever I'm feeling, that's what's coming into that seed.
Right.
Whatever I'm
because,
feeling at the time, that's all the shit that's coming into that seed, that baby, if it's created at the time.
Exactly. So you're
gonna have them
traits as well as beside of that, though, it's like, you know, once you build up and release and you begin to enjoy everything that surrounds that moment of intimacy, mm-hmm. what stop for what? Like, nah. You know,
right,
so
that's
and
what
then
I'm
with so me preferably, like I don't know if every guy is capable or blessed to go like so, but like I know me preferably, like I get it, and sometimes, which is more frequent than others, like, ain't nothing going down. Actually, it's going to keep on going. And it might be round two, round three, with no discontinuing, you know, except for changing positions or something like that. Like,
oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like,
once you get that first one off.
Know I'm 10 months in the dry spell. My life is stuck. So we got to be teasing and shit. I'm just saying.
Not attempting to be teasing or nothing like that. Like I said, like I can't speak on the behalf of all the men in the world, but I mean, as for on a general topic, I mean, like, you know, that's regular life. So for me, like that's a whole nother life. Like Mario just got that extra man, and hell with it, you know. When it comes to using protection. when it comes to using protection, though, I mean, like, you know, even pulling out, like, that's amongst you and your lover, you know what I'm saying? Like, intimacy, you know what I'm saying? Or if you want,
yes,
she wants it somewhere, you know, Ms. Leslie said something very, very good. Like, don't be no thirsty guy. Don't be a thirsty guy, you know. Let me give it to you, such and such spot, such and such place. So, you know, I mean, you know, really, that's a fruit, and It's quite, you know what I'm saying, unique. So cherish it, you know what I'm saying?
That's what's up.
That's right.
You ain't gonna get that fruit no more.
Say it enough.
That's a fruit, man.
No more if you mess it up.
Straight up. Straight up. It's a seed. It's a seed I'm playing.
When it comes to sex, though, I mean, you know, I prefer to do so because, like, I don't want to pull out. Though I have a pull out game, like, I don't want to. I'm more than likely going to wear a rubber because I know I don't want. So I'm not gonna want.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Trash.
My pullout game was weak too. I'm gonna be honest with you, my G. My pullout game was weak. You know what I'm saying? Like sometimes I do it, but that shit get too good. Like you just described it perfectly, especially from a young cat. You know what I'm saying? Like yo, pullout, you know what I'm saying? And she like, oh my god, her body, and you just like, god. Like, fuck this. Like, I'm going to fuck it. Like, whatever happens.
Man, you feel like you just scored a professional soccer goal.
Miss Lovely Black.
Yes, ma'am.
It's your cousin. But anyways, I got a question. What do you do when you have a freaky side and you can't find a person to bring it out of?
You wait.
Yeah.
You wait. So like, I touched
you know
on
who
before.
This is?
I'm going right now into, you know, 10 months with very, very extremely minimal activity. And safety is number one. So originally I was saying, you know, my preference would have been to still interact with my kid's father, but that's not going to work. So that means that I have to wait until I'm comfortable enough to interact with somebody else. That's time, that's dating, and that's all of that. Now, you can get somebody that you really feel it, you're comfortable with them, they clean, right? And they may not be where you are, but that's the plus for a woman. I love taking a man to a level that he's never been to before. So never be afraid to just elevate this man on a level that he needs to be on.
That's what's up.
She keep a man between a train and stalking. Like,
well, you know, I've had my share of stalkers. But, you know, I like that for a man that don't get his dick sucked till he come. I want to be the one to suck your dick till you come. You know, or a man that ain't never had his balls licked while he getting his dick sucked at the same time. I want to be able to allow you to experience these great things in life, you know. So that's why I'm here. I don't want no extra man because I'm dominant on that type of time. So it's been a lot of times where men, and most times they're not going to be on my level.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to be on my level because I've had sex professionally.
Right.
That means that I had to do it on a whole nother level. And so people say, yeah, I'm a porn star, but you can't stand up in the paint when the cameras come on. Trust me, it's hard to stand up in the paint when the cameras come on, especially for men. So for me to have had sex professionally, not that I had sex with so many people, but professionally, you're probably not going to be on my same page. And that's the one thing that men try to persuade me that, oh, they can do this and they can do that. And whenever somebody tells me that, I automatically know it's going to be whack because I'm always disappointed. So I'd rather just go with the flow and let the chemistry bring us together.
Organically. Chemistry is a major key. What I'm saying.
It's more of an art.
True.
More of an art when you put it in such a term like that, you know, rather than, you know, a job, you know what I'm saying? Or you know, your means of finances. And that's cool to take it to the next level like that, because most people don't have that understanding, or it's difficult for some folks to understand that.
It's levels to sex. And people feel like, you know, okay, I just give it to them and my box is going to be good. Good box don't keep – listen, you better ask by me. I got some good box, right? That's why I got these children. A good box ain't what's going to get it, though. You got to take it to the next level, because just like my box is good, her box can be good,
So you got to go to that next level with him. Like we were talking about last week, I see so many women putting these videos out and they give head. You know what I'm saying? I don't give head. I suck dick. You know what I'm saying? When you put your
That's
mouth on the dick,
about.
You're supposed to start at the top and go to the bottom. If you ain't doing all of that, then you ain't sucking dick. You giving head. So you have to know what it is that you're doing, perfect your skills, and then you'll be okay. But you got to be careful
yeah,
about who you
right,
take it to the next
she,
level with, because they're going to be crazy.
She caught lockjaw, though. She caught lockjaw. That's what's up, man. This is real talk with the real Miss Lovely Black and Mo Benz. We give it to you live and direct every Sunday. You know what I'm saying? We come at you. You know what I'm saying? Come through, kick it. 9 p.m., 10:30 p.m., that's how we going to do it. But, yeah.
Salute to all of the listeners that are on this link.
True.
Like, I swear to God, this wouldn't be possible if it wasn't for you guys. We're over 30 countries in that are tuning in.
So
salute to Germany, our newest country, for joining in. I love it. And this is my passion.
Worldwide.
And, you know, a lot of you can't even handle me and my mouth. Because they know that I back up what I talk. So they feel like, oh, somebody going to come and try to get you. But if you're doing your job, can't nobody take me from you. Because I like to be in one position. Because I like to be nasty. I'm nasty as hell. And if I can't be nasty, then I don't even want you. You know what I'm saying? Like, the only thing we're supposed to be switching is bitches. You know, that's it. So
that's what I'm talking about. Word out. Tell a friend to tell a friend. No going to listen. Hey, Sunday night, it goes down. Yeah, so that's what's up. I mean, This has been a real topic, you know what I'm saying? Pull out game and all that stuff. But yeah, I mean, that's it. You know what I'm saying? I told you. You know what I'm saying? When you bust off as a male, that's that life force. You send it into the universe, you know what I'm saying? And that's creating a new life. You know what I'm saying? So just make sure that the one you
if
win,
your yoni's
you know
right.
If that yoni's right, you know what I'm saying? Anything lines up. Ready to
because some people get nutted in every day and they still ain't got pregnant. I ain't saying nothing about you, but that just means that you're not taking care of your body like you should, because a woman is created to have children. So you could have been on some medicine, or you're just not taking care of yourself as you really should take care of yourself. That's why you can't have children. Listen, the most important thing about conception is your diet. Your diet is very important. Do you have some women that are just fertile and it doesn't matter? They can have a baby at any second. You know what I'm saying? But for everybody else, your diet is important. Before I got pregnant with my son, I was going hard, and then I chilled out when he moved in, and I wasn't going as hard, but my body was still in formation. You know, it was like, okay, like now I'm working out and I'm eating right and stuff. Okay. I got to be very careful with what I'm doing, because you can't be – life can come, and then you getting babies by the wrong people. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just not cool. But the overall act itself, the come in is way better than come out. And it's just like, I'll attack you every day if you pull out. I want it every single day. And it's not because you're not doing your job. It's just because you didn't give that completion.
Yeah, no, I got you. So all I was going to say about that was, you know, when you create that life force, that, you know what I'm saying, when you just in it and just bust off, that's the best drug in the world. You know what I'm saying? It's ecstasy. You know what I'm saying? You feel that, because another life can be born. But that was to the porn game, because, you know what I'm saying, now you know that you just with somebody and y'all having sex for sport. Now you trying things. Now, like, I'm going to bust off on your face, or I'm going to bust off on your ass, or whatever. You know what I'm saying? It's just shit you do for sport. You know what I'm saying? Then if she fire like that, you know what I'm saying, you get right back up and y'all go for round two. You know what I'm saying? So that's just the whole act. But when you really in tune with somebody.
But we don't promote sex for sport raw.
And I'm saying, you might have that kind of.
It's Sunday.
Get to that point, you're like, hold up, I'm going to take your camera. Bust off like that. I'm just a savage gentleman. That's a guy perspective, I guess. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? But you know what I'm saying? When you really in tune with that female and you got that and y'all on that level, then of course, you know what I'm saying? You're gonna bust off and you're gonna know that you're gonna create a life. If you wrong with it, you know that you're gonna be creating a life if y'all doing it like you say you're doing it. You know what I'm saying? But if not, then it's for sport. You know what I'm saying? And that's just, you know, that's the things that happen. But
yeah,
word up. So this is real talk with the real Miss Lovely Black and Mo Ben. We bring it to you live and direct.
That is not Sunday.
What? Hold on. What I say? I said it wrong. Go ahead.
Miss Lovely,
you think
it's
real talk with the real
new Miss Lovely.
What did I say? I said something different.
The real Miss Lovely Black. Yeah, you did. Look at you. You so hype.
I'm hype.
You're cueing your shit wrong.
Credentials.
I'm
credentials.
So pumped up, you know what I'm saying? We got like a whole little, you know, group.
He loves,
yes,
my co-host
right
loves when people call in. Like, our numbers show people listening. And me, I'm like, hey, we can talk. And he loves when people call in. Like, he's like, I just want people to call in because I want to talk. So he's hype. But thank you guys. This is Real Talk with the Miss Lovely Black. That's what he was trying to say, and Mo Benz. And we do this every Sunday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And like I said, if you can't make it at 9 p.m., you can always go to the link, blogtalkradio.com/the new Miss Lovely Black, and listen to the archive show that we have here. This is real life situations. And we try to always stay informative and talk to our people to let people know, you know, what is going on. I think we got about 60-something archive shows. So for us to do it once a week, that's a hell of a lot of shows that we have on different topics and
different things that
people can listen to. You can follow me on Twitter at Ms. Lovely Back, the number one. That's MizzLuvliBlack, the number one. And on Instagram, the new Miss Lovely Black, the number one. And to get on the show for interviews, to have your music played for commercials, Mo Benz.
Yeah, definitely check me out. You know, so straight up, if you got some new music or whatever you want to speak of, whatever you into, definitely email me. It's mobenz@gmail.com. But, you know, the social media outlets that I'm on, definitely check me out on Instagram. It's MOBINNS. That's the @. You know what I'm saying? Just check me out on Instagram. But always keep it respectful. You know what I'm saying? It's real personal to me. You know what I'm saying? But, you want to get at me, if you want to debate, just go after, you know what I'm saying, some topics we was talking about, definitely get at me on Twitter. And that's the same thing. I keep it all the way the same on every single platform that I'm on. And that's MOBINNS on Twitter. You know what I'm saying? So that's what's up. That's how we do it.
And so to touch on this last conversation, we got 2 minutes left, but I'm going to touch on this conversation because we stopped talking about it. So when they is out there, let me put you on some game. You're going to be able to smell a woman's scent because you know your own scent. You know what his penis smells like because you dealing with it. You should have your face on it. And, you know, ladies, if you get down there and you smell something other than what you is, don't be afraid to jump up and hit him on the top of his head with a closed fist. Dunk it on his ass and let him know.
I'm co-signing that.
Yeah. Look, Donkey Kong his ass. Nigga, I know the dick been somewhere that ain't supposed to be. If I get the dick, it better smell like nothing but soap every single time I get it, because I'm not playing. Matter of fact, we ain't even going to go down that road. Just go get in the shower before you give it to me, because, listen, I'm crazy. I don't want to have to go through all of that.
I ain't with that drama, though.
Listen, if we ain't fucking the bitch together, you shouldn't be fucking her. That's all I'm telling you.
Shout out to Menage Twaz.
That's
could have been on Black and Miles and 40s all day.
Black and Miles and 40s all day. All right. Shout out to the 90s. That was that 90s shit right there. Nah, it ain't no real out to it, fellas, man.
Keep to one nice
and
little
single,
box.
Fellas,
and stay shot. Stay in your box.
I'm single
and I'm ready to mingle. I'm single and I'm ready to mingle. So shoot your shot.
Yo.
I'm ready.
Yo.
He ready.
Black is out here.
Check out my Instagram.
Yo,
I'm out here. Google me. I'm Googleable.
Google.
I'm Googleable, baby.
Yeah, that's my girl right here. That's my co-host.
Listen, you got to be right.
Well,
you got
lovely.
To have a job. You got to have your shit in
you
order.
Taking applications. Make sure you, you know, make
I'm
sure
taking applications. I'm officially taking applications right now. I'm officially
hey,
taking
that's a,
applications.
That's a solid punch, man. That's a solid punch, y'all.
Yeah, what's
that's
up?
Right.
Hello, everybody out there, tell a friend, everyone, and listen. You do this ASAP. That's what's up.
Come 10 seconds, baby. We signing off. See you guys next Sunday. Hit me on social media. I talk back.
Yeah, I'm gonna
y'all,
do that.
That's what's
peace.
Up. That's what's up. Peace. All right, everybody, stay safe.
Yeah, you do that. Next. Let me see what you're talking about.
That's what's up, live and direct.
Peace.